Hey guys, we're talking Ballers Season 5, Episode 3. Spencer does it all, Ricky's back to his old ways, and Chuck finally starts to look out for himself.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
All right, guys. Okay, so let's not sit here and dance. We are here to talk about Ballers. But to my left, I've got an even bigger football fan than myself, and she's been on the show. We've got Francesca, who is an alumni, and we got Ricky, who is a former wide receiver. All right, guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Lauren, and like she said, I'm actually in this episode. You just have to look really closely and pause your screen to see me dancing in the background at the party.
What's up, everyone? I'm Francesca, and you've seen me since on the other seasons for this after show.
And I'm Ricky, and I'm new, and I used to play football.
You used to play football, all right.
I used to play football.
And I did not used to play football, but I am a big football fan and even a bigger rock fan. So
I'm not surprised about that.
No, I don't think you are. You heard me the whole time while we were watching this episode. So let's get into a recap of last week. So real quickly, we saw that Spencer approached Candace, and she basically turned him down, and he felt like he was set up. And then we go into this episode, and we see that he's really trying to look for a GM, and she said no, and he's still looking. Now, Brett right away is offering to take that position with his brother. So what did you guys think about that? I didn't see that coming. I kind of did, but I didn't.
I've had a feeling, you know, they're very, like, money hungry, and they love to be the main people in charge. So when he said, let's get our old team together, I was just really hoping Spencer would say no. So because, you know, obviously it didn't work out the first go round between
them.
What makes him think it would work out the second time?
I think it's a good move. I mean, anyone who has as much money as they have, I honestly think, I mean, look, you just been offered. You could own an NFL franchise. Like, that is huge. Obviously, he doesn't have the money, so you need to find someone who has the money to help you. But, I mean, he's worked with them before. You know, I think it's good for Spencer. If Spencer's smart about this, Spencer could honestly put himself back on the map in the football world, which the football world hates. I think hate's a strong word, but doesn't care for Spencer because of his past.
Right. But I also think, like, when you're in a situation like that, you're struggling. Like, she did say, like, it didn't work before, so what makes you think it's going to work this time? But then it's like, it's also like catch-22. Like, it didn't work, but they got the money and they're eager. So it's kind of one of those things.
You have to make it work now. They just got you $3 billion to own your own NFL franchise.
They have to make
it work. I don't care what happened in the past. Erase that. It's the past. Let's try it again.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like that.
You know?
I do like that. And I think going into that, I was surprised when he actually approached Jason.
I was surprised, too, because he's an agent. So, how do you go from being an agent to a GM? It's completely different ball field. So, right. I was just kind of like, interesting choice, but I feel like he did that because it's kind of too late in the game to start introducing new characters of, like, that caliber. So it's like, okay, they're just trying to move some people around.
Can I interject here?
Yes. Go ahead.
May I please interject? I honestly think, and I'm not too sure how much you know about the agents and the sports field, but an agent, to be honest, is not a bad pick to be a general manager for a team because they're dealing with talent. They're dealing with the owners of these teams. So they're basically a GM, but they basically help get the best contract for their clients.
Right.
So I think him asking Jason was a very smart move because Jason already knows players.
Yeah.
He deals with players.
True. Yeah.
So I think it's from Spencer, there's a method to his madness. And I don't think people who are in the world of the show understand that. But I think that was a brilliant move. Because he already knows him.
Right.
He's built a rapport.
Exactly.
He deals with players. He knows about contracts. He knows about the league.
No, I think it was a good move. Yeah. I think it was a good pick. It was just interesting, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, it was just like caught off guard. Like, of all people, I was not honestly expecting to see Jason.
Got it.
When he walked in there, I was not expecting to see Jason. But then again, I mean, I also wasn't expecting, of all people, and I think it was kind of stupid, for Jason to call Joe to ask about Spencer.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Does he know how big the fallout is, though? That's the thing. They might not know. I don't think they know how big their fallout actually is.
I feel like they would have to know because they're completely not even in the same realm of work right now.
Yeah. Well, he was like, remember on the phone, Jason was like, I know we're all boys and we all got each other's backs. So I'm like, maybe they just think they had a mutual division and I don't know.
I took it as, don't get mad at me that I'm asking you about Spencer.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe he's testing the both of them to see what he... Because now Joe asked him that he wants to buy his, like, agency.
Yes.
And Spencer is asking him to be the GM.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe he's testing the both of them to see if he could even work with either one. Because they're both talking shit about each other.
They both said their nightmares,
They said the same thing. They are effing... nightmares.
Yeah,
I don't think, though, that Jason came into talking with Joe with, like, something up his sleeve. But I think once he realized, when he got that offer, he realized, oh, wait, I can use this for my advantage.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I think true. And I think Joe was actually pretty smart about it because he got into his head away because he was like, I'm here to make things easier for you. So, and then later on in the episode, when Jason calls Spencer and he talks to him again, Spencer's like, well, it's not all about the money. Mm-hmm. Joe already got into his head by saying, oh, have you guys been talking about family? Oh, she's already thinking about that, even if she doesn't mention it.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew exactly how to get in there, where to plant the seed. Like, you know, he got in there. He was really smart about that.
I think he was doing it maliciously just because of the fact it's against Spencer.
Oh, completely.
He doesn't care absolutely. About Jason.
Yeah, but then if you remember Joe and Spencer's relationship, Joe was always the one who actually was more level-headed and talked to people better, whereas Spencer would just go crazy. Right. Like, if you didn't do what he wanted, he would go crazy, like, throw a fit. So it made sense. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing.
However, we see Joe's kind of inching his way up into little Spencer's Spencer atmosphere.
Yeah, he is. And he's getting it. And I think you don't see it, but I think maybe in the back of Spencer's mind, like, he's starting to fear him a little bit. He's starting to fear Joe, like, what he could do.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Because he's not going to show it, because obviously, whatever, that shows weakness. But it's like, you already lost this guy. Mm-hmm. He just turned it down. And it's like,
he's like, oh, shit.
Exactly. So basically, it's just one of those things that I was actually like, Joe's actually outsmarting Spencer. Like, there might be a method to his madness, but he's outsmarting him.
Yeah, I agree.
So it comes, I think Spencer is playing his pawns very, like, smart here. Like, I get it, like... Joe is with their, like, agency, and he's partnered with them, and he's trying to buy this agency. I see what you're saying, but at the end of the day, Spencer, you own an NFL franchise. I'm sorry, you're shitting on everybody else.
True.
Like, you own a professional football team. You may have not funded it, but you're an owner of the team. I don't care if you're an agent or you own 10 businesses. Spencer, if Spencer could get this going, if he get the right personnel, he just goes boom.
Exactly.
Up to the top.
But he has to actually get it because, like Kenda said, there's still other offers on the table.
No, of course.
So that's going to be interesting to see if that, like, you know, if the ball drops and he doesn't get it.
Now, and also when Spencer's like, when he's like, do you have anyone in mind? And he's like, you're talking to him. Now, I was thinking, does he really have himself in mind, or did he just say that to give him someone because he doesn't have someone in mind?
No, I think he feels like, look, I went to Candace and I went to Jason, and those were the two people I actually wanted to work with. Now, F it, I'm going to do it. Because he's like, I know how to do it. I know the business, so I'm going to do it. I feel like he really is. And actually, I was thinking to myself, like, why doesn't he just be the GM?
But remember this. Remember, he tried to make the NFL look bad. He tried suing them. He tried slandering them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is even going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he has the money, but Candace says she has other offers on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL hates Spencer because of his past, because of how they made him look, how he tried making the NFL look really bad.
But she's getting promoted because... She did convince him to buy it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's all a part of a larger story that we don't even know about.
So now here's what I'm thinking. So when Brett called him and he's like, listen, I met with the bankers. They're in. Blah, blah. And he's like, I love you. I think that he's going to get in there and then they're quickly going to like flip everything. So it's like he's under, they're above, and then the NFL will bite, but Spencer's still going to be there. Maybe not the GM, but he's going to be high up there, right behind him.
So basically, you think, like, Spencer's going to get knocked down a few levels?
Knocked down a few, because I, like...
I see what you're saying. I think I see. So are you saying that they're getting Spencer to get people to buy the team so they have someone, and then the minute this happens, they demote Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they're basically... Using Spencer
to create get this someone.
Using Spencer right. to create the team.
Well, it's already there.
Right, so it's there.
Yeah.
So they're just taking his resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, the resources. Yeah.
And that's typical Candace because she's very scandalous.
Yeah.
I don't trust her with anything.
Because I'm sorry, guys, no matter how much people say they love you, like they said in the episode, business isn't friendship.
Absolutely not.
It is, like, honestly... I have seen people, like, they're cutthroat. Like, when it's their livelihood, just like Chuck's wife was telling him, like, you gotta start looking out for yourself.
You always gotta look out after yourself.
Which is why he let go of, you know, he just straight up went up to him and was like, I gotta let you go. And she called that last episode.
Oh, yeah, I knew he was gonna get cut. I knew he was gonna get cut, but, you know. Are you really going to keep someone on the team that's like having a shootout at Jack in the Box and there's footage of it that can get leaked at any moment?
If someone took my Jack in the Box taco, I love my Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh my gosh.
But before we get into any more conversation, do you have something to tell us, Lauren?
I do. I want to just say thank you to all of our viewers and listening. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're listening to us on the podcast, make sure you give us 5 stars and leave a comment. We appreciate you guys so much. We could not do this without you. You guys make us the ESPN of TV Talk. So thank you guys so much. Continue to download, subscribe, like, comment, tell your family and friends, because that's why we're all here.
I was really.
I was your hype man. Thank you.
But speaking of hype man, TT.
Yes.
I think he was the moral hype man.
He was the opposite of hype man, but yes.
But like in the morality way. Mm-hmm. Like I liked that side because let's be honest. Ricky went back to Dirty Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me Dirty Ricky.
You are dirty. I feel that little twang that he's got. Like, don't call me Dirty Ricky. And I'm like, oh, okay. There's something we don't know here, guys.
It was a little dirty dancing over there.
Uh-oh.
I'm from Brooklyn, so that's the only reason why I speak like this.
Oh, okay. I figured that's why you told her you liked
her shirt.
Her shirt.
Brooklyn. Hey.
But, so yeah, I was kind of sad to see... I feel like Ricky's spiraling a little bit.
Oh, so far down.
I mean, I am glad TT stopped him from, you know, kind of taking it any further with the bartender. And like he said, the bartender wasn't even interested in Ricky, mm-hmm. honestly. She was shooting all his attempts down. But he was willing to risk it all. You know, like he has a wife and a baby at home. And I am glad TTD was kind of like, you know, chill out, man. You got a family. Like, be smart about this. But he still was upstairs, like, snapping some girl in her bikini. So I was like, well... You know it took for the daddy to show up to actually, like, pull him out the party.
But I kind of got to give it to the Ballers episode. I got to give it to the writer, whoever did it, because I was like, thank you for not showing that, you know, just, you know, you got the good people in the world trying to, like, help you out. Like, when your friend's starting to do something stupid, like, in that field, you don't know how many women will say, that's why I don't date an athlete. That's why I don't do this. But it's like, you know, sometimes they push it and they want to try, but then they got the good guy that's like, no, don't. But I don't know where Ricky's head is at. That he's like, no,
he's depressed. He's clearly depressed.
Well, yes.
But I'm a like kind of interject because yes, TTD did step in, but to a certain extent, he said, "I'm all about you getting yours for the right reason."
Yeah. Right.
So he's not completely against him cheating.
He's just being a good friend.
But, yeah, I was gonna say that too. Like, it's not, he's not really, he is looking out for the family because he lives there with them. He is family with them, right. Like quote unquote family. But he's looking out for Ricky because he knows he's just gonna, he's already spiraling. He's already depressed. He doesn't even know where else it can go. Mm-hmm. Like, you think about how drunk he was trying to get. Like, what if he did something at the party? Then the girl's gonna accuse him of something, or we got this and this and this. So I really appreciated him in this episode.
Yeah, and I loved when the dad came in
and asked when she's like, "I got some Henny." He's like, "Ooh, oh my God. Okay, focus, pops, focus."
But I did like when the dad, when you know, he said like, of all people to say like, don't make mistakes. And then the dad was like, "Look, I've made mistakes. Doesn't mean you got to make the same thing." I liked that he said that, but I feel like I thought the dad would have been a lot. He would have gotten a lot more mad.
I think they're past that phase, to be honest with you, because in previous seasons, his dad, when flipped out on him, they flipped out on like each other. I didn't even think that they got into a fight.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that his dad's just like, "Yo, son, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, you had a wife now and you have kids. Like, snap out of it.
Right.
Like, do something else. Like, okay, your football career is done with, but your life is just getting started. Mm-hmm. You have a baby."
And like, I'm glad that you said that, because you're like, his football career is over. Did anyone else get where he was listening to the serious thing? And he's like, "I could do that." I was like, did he just kind of like, you know, did he feel my, what I said last week? Because I was like, you watch. I was like, if he can't get back into the NFL, he's going to try being a personality.
He should.
And
it's a great job.
I think he would. Yeah. Right? Isn't it a great job, guys?
He's so good.
And he's very opinionated, too.
So,
I think he would have to be a professional about it, and you can't just blur out whatever he wants to say, but I think he would give some pretty good opinions about, you know, like the games and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think so. I would like to see it. But now that we've talked about that, we're starting a new segment, and we are going to give you our favorite quotes of tonight's show and why those quotes resonated with us so much. So, Lauren, why don't you start?
Okay, my favorite quote was, "Nothing hurts more than the truth." And I'm going to tell you guys why. If you don't know.
I love her. She's like, "And I'm going to tell you why."
My social media name is Lauren the Truth. I already explained to you guys last week. That's because I keep it real. And, you know, I've actually had some people tell me, like, you know, sometimes you're a little blunt. I don't ever intentionally try to hurt someone's feelings, but sometimes the truth hurts. Yeah. And I come from a very truthful family. They're honest. And sometimes my feelings would get hurt, but I knew they wanted me to be better and they wanted me to do better. So that's how I take it. And if you're my friend, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I would want my friends to tell
exactly.
And I actually had someone like be like, "Wow, you know, I've had family my whole life and they never like correct me." I'm like,
damn.
Might want to start having conversations with your family about that.
Yeah.
But before I go off, that was my quote.
So my quote wasn't as serious.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We don't always got to be serious.
Yeah. I love all the puns and the funny stuff in the show, but I thought the funniest one was, "Should I stay away from Red Lobster?" When Charles asked that, I don't know. It's just like sometimes seafood, you know.
I love seafood.
You got to make sure it's made right.
What's funny, though, is I don't know why. The minute he said that, I just thought of Beyonce.
I thought of Beyonce. That's funny, too.
Why
take
Beyonce?
His ass to Red Lobster?
Wait, what?
If it's good, then I'll take his ass to Red Lobster.
What song was that in?
In Beyonce?
Formation.
It was on Lemonade.
Okay.
It was on Formation, right?
Right. I'm sorry, Beyonce.
We all know it. I'm pretty sure it was Formation because she's like,
"Everybody, let's get in Formation."
No.
I just wanted to jump in. I just looked it up. It looks like it says Beyonce Formation.
Okay. Sorry, our producer just confirmed it is Formation.
Yeah, so we got excited, but that's what I thought about. And I, you know, you got to treat your man with Red Lobster, and maybe he's been treated to Red Lobster one too many times. I don't know.
Yeah.
just looking at it. He's still trying to put the two and two together. I'm
just we'll let you listen to the song after.
All right. So my quote is crossover like Steph Curry. And the reason why I like that quote is because, you know, there comes a time in life where maybe some things aren't going to the way you would like it to go. And there has to be a point in your life where you have to be aware of it and just be like, yo, someone else is giving me an opportunity. I never thought I would want to go on that field. So let me try doing it. And I mean, it's somewhat like with the whole like freaking agency thing. Like he's an agent. He's getting like offered to be a general manager for an NFL team. I mean, it's not the same, but it's very similar. So for all you people out there who are inspired to be the best that you can, if you're at a stage in your life that something is not going right, think outside the box and cross over.
Yeah. And you never know. It might bring you right back.
Exactly.
Should we just do like a 3-minute segment with Ricky? Because I feel like
I felt inspired.
I felt like I just went to a psychiatrist. I left out and I'm like, yes, I can do anything. My favorite quote was, not giving a fuck takes practice.
Say that again. Say it with conviction.
Say it with conviction.
Yeah. Fine. Not giving a fuck takes practice.
There you go.
And I'll tell you one thing. You know what? You guys heard everything that was in our ears right now. No, I really liked that one because it really does. It's true, you know. A lot of the stuff that we do, especially like the things that I do, even I was talking to a football player yesterday on camera and I held back from certain questions because I was like, this guy's just waiting for me to mess up. He's waiting for me to say something wrong. And it's like, just get in there. Don't give a fuck what he's going to say. Don't give a fuck what he's going to think. I just dropped 2 F-bombs in like less than 10 seconds. But, you know, you just got to do it. You got to push through it. And I felt like for a while that was hard for me to do. And now it's not. And it does. It takes practice. It takes, you know, just getting in there. Don't ask for permission. Say you're sorry. Just keep going and pushing through. So I really liked that. And then it came out of the Rock's mouth. So he always drops knowledge.
Never ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness.
Yes. That is my favorite. That's what I meant to say. Whatever. Insights with Ricky.
New segment.
Insights with Ricky. So I think we pretty much covered everything. And the episode left off with Vernon.
Oh, God. Yeah. This boy with his damn video games.
He got
$80 million. For the Cowboys.
Got offered 80. I was a football player. I am a Cowboys fan. Ooh. If someone offered me $80 million to play a 6-year deal to play on the freaking Cowboys, I'd be like, bye, gamers. I'm going to play football with the big boys. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
What? Stop. Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula. Oh,
Peter Pan. No. He said, I will drop everything. He said, I will drop everything if I make your team. And you guys,
he was like, oh my God.
The look on Reggie's face, like he was as angry as all of us. You know what I mean?
I would have fallen over because he's like, offer me $80 million, I'll play. I was like, offer me $3 million and I'll play.
I'll play for the Cowboys for $1 million.
Right? I will pay for whatever pays off my school debt. Right?
Okay. So it's like, but I really think that maybe he was just one of those players that, you know, he just had the talent, but he didn't have the passion. He keeps reiterating that it's not about the money. It's not about this. Like, so maybe he truly doesn't want to play and he's lost the passion. I mean, it does happen. And I guess, you know, I commend him for that. But at the same time, like, bro, $80 million.
Like, what is one more year? Just do it one more year, you know, get whatever you're guaranteed. And then at least give Reggie some time to find something to bounce back on because he's on your team. He's over here pushing you. He's making whatever percentage of his money. And you're just going to kind of, like, leave everyone high and dry just because you don't want to play anymore?
But I feel like he does this a lot, though.
He's indecisive.
He goes through these phases. Mm-hmm. Like, it was other phases before. Like, I'm not going to play football. I'm going to do this instead. I'm not going to do football. I'm going to play these games instead. Mm-hmm. I feel like he gets bored.
He does.
With his life. And he doesn't want to just consume it with just football. Mm-hmm. So anything new that seems to be interesting and he's somewhat good at, mm-hmm. and he gets the recognition from others, he's like, I'm going to do this. Like, this is a career of mine. Now I'm going to... Like, come like, okay, how about, I get it, sometimes things happen and you grow out of things, mm-hmm. but a video game?
I want to kind of have him have a moment where he really, like, tells us what he's feeling inside and what is it really, because, like, he's already said over and over again, like, how much is enough, like, we're talking about money, but it's like, what is it? You lost your passion? Like,
yeah, like, what is the deeper reason?
Yeah.
It has to be something like that, because, I mean, he could, do you know how many gaming consoles you can buy with that?
You buy the whole freaking, a whole school.
You could trick out, like, a whole school and just be like, every room is a different game or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's true what you said, since, you know, when someone loses passion in something, they always try to find something else to compensate for it. But then sometimes if someone's telling them, like, you're amazing, you're great, you could do it, you could do it, they're like, okay, well, I gotta do it. And maybe he does feel like he needs to, you know, just get to, I don't know, just... He needs to do it for
himself,
but I also think he's doing it for Reggie.
It's like a quarter-life crisis.
Yeah.
He's going... It's like I buy a $200,000 car just because I'm bored and I'm like... You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he goes through these phases and he's just... I don't know. He's just not happy and satisfied with some things in his life.
But you know who is satisfied with things in his life? And I'm very sad to say this. The Rock. Because he got married. Why are you clapping?
Because that will move us into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, speaking of marriage, Julie... Well, her character is Julie, but her name is Jasmine Simon. She plays Julie, who is the wife of Duell Hill. He's also in the show mm-hmm. as Larry. So, like, it's cute. Husband and wife are playing on the same show.
Yeah, very cute.
But they welcome their son into the world in late May. His name is Levi, and he's now 3 months old. They already have a daughter, but it was just cute. You know, their first son, so they're celebrating that. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but she was pregnant in this episode.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that and I was like, wait, was she pregnant?
Yeah. So I'm guessing she was pregnant and then, you know, she gave birth. Exactly. Yeah. And then next we have The Rock. So obviously you guys know the Fast and Furious franchise is huge, but they made a whopping $700 million plus in the global box office, which is record breaking for Fast and Furious. They call them the Hobbs and Shaw duo, so... You know,
and I love Jason Statham.
And then John David Washington is going to star in a new movie called Tenet alongside Elizabeth Debicki. I hope I'm saying that right. And that's currently filming in London. It's not too much going. They're keeping the details pretty low key for this movie, but it's described as an action epic revolving around the world of international espionage.
Ooh.
So we don't have really much information on when that's going to come out, but that's next. And yeah, that's it for news and gossip. Besides, The Rock is happily married.
Whatever. With three kids. He was married to a Cuban once before. He'll come back.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I wish them all the happiness in the world.
Same.
But with that being said, why don't we get into predictions of next week's episode?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, 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 dun. Who wants to go first? Because I'm not going.
Wait, you're not going at all?
I am going, but I'm not going first.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you go first? Because you're the only boy here. Or
I'm
man.
A man.
I corrected myself. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, so let's hear it from the man.
Okay. So I believe that next episode we're going to get a confirmation that Spencer is actually serious and he is going to be the or at least pull for him being the owner and the GM.
I can see it. I think going off of your prediction last week that we saw kind of come true, I think Ricky might start dabbling into the radio stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that in the next episode, we'll find out, hopefully, why Vernon is truly unhappy with playing football anymore. And I hope we get to see, like, Candace in this so we can see, like, the whole... Candace, Spencer Strassmore, like what's really going on with that whole thing.
Yeah, because that thing's still confusing me.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see Spencer. He is going to get to the role into the GM, but Brett and his brother are going to be doing some snaggy shenanigans on the low without him knowing, because they already went to go meet with the bankers without him. So I think they're going to be doing a lot without him knowing.
Okay.
It's a lot of withouts.
Sorry,
Spencer.
But with that being said, you guys are now going to be without us for the rest of the night. But you guys can always catch us on our social medias. You can find me at Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can watch me on the So You Think You Can Dance After Show. And where can we find you, Lauren?
Hey, well, you can find me. Don't fight me. But find me at Lauren the Truth on all social media.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
And you could fight me at Ricky Vitucci on all social media platforms.
Fight you like when Justin Bieber wanted to fight Tom Cruise?
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was something like that.
All right, and that's it, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night.
Thank you. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.